It's an old spirit, as old as the forest itself. It treats on fear and mischief, but it can be appeased with respect and offerings, she said, her voice low and serious. We began leaving small offerings at the edge of the forest, fruit, bread, and even trinkets. Each time we did, we whisper a prayer, asking the Mancarito to let us gather our firewood in peace. Slowly, the strange occurrence lessened, and the forest seemed to accept our presence once more. But we never forgot. The legend of the Mancarito became more than just a story, it became a part of our lives. It taught us to respect the forest and its unseen inhabitants. And whenever we ventured into the woods, we did so with a newfound reverence, always mindful of the Mancarito's watchful eyes.